Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We complete our series today on the UK economic impact study of the state's forest industry. We've talked about that end result of an overall boost of $9.9 billion for the state's economy. Today, we talk about the initiators of that impact, landowners.
The majority of the woodlands are owned and the timber is owned by family forest owners, non-industrial owners here in the state. 105,000 individuals own 10 acres or more, and this includes farms. Over half the farms have viable woodlands on them, and on-farm timber is about 25% of the total timber supply in the state. So all these smaller landowners and family-owned farms and family-owned woodlands are critical for us being able to generate the money that the forestry sector does.
And says UK forestry professor Jeff Stringer, with smart management, we can make this resource last.
It can be done sustainably. Harvesting can be done correctly. There are lots of assistance that woodland owners can get to ensure harvests are done right. The nice thing about using wood is it's a renewable resource. And if the management is done correctly and the harvesting is done correctly, we can sustain levels of timber production and economic drivers in this state forever.
Next, management help for private acres. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Beth from Bethesda.
Is corn good for the environment?
1 acre of corn removes 8 tons of harmful greenhouse gas from the air. Your car produces 6 tons a year. So that acre of corn is taking care of your vehicle's emissions and then some. Dave from Dover.
How about the carbon footprint of corn?
Carbon emissions have dropped 30% per bushel in just 20 years. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
Back with UK forester Jeff Stringer, who says with work, we can build even further on forestry's economic impact.
And I think the key there is having all the educational things we do here at the University of Kentucky and Cooperative Extension in woodlands and forest management, and you couple that with the education and the technical assistance, most importantly, derived from the Kentucky Division of Forestry, and it gives landowners the ability to learn how to sustainably manage their forest.
With a call to the local extension office, landowners can get that ball rolling.
Exactly. Those assistance can be done to where you get forestry professionals like consulting foresters and things of that nature that can help landowners directly with sales, and that will allow a landowner to get the right logger in there for the job that they've got to do and time it correctly and take care of everything they need to do to protect the woodlands and their property.
UK forester Jeff Stringer. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.